Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're juggling work, life, and receivers who can't catch a cold. We get it. And we got you, New York Sports, No Filter. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. That is right. 25 years, like Marco just said, 25 years in the making. The New York Knicks are back. And let's just be honest. We talked about this a couple weeks ago where I said, don't let the regular season fool you. Don't let those losses to the Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers and the Thunder bother you and scare you. It is a different New York Knicks team in the playoffs. The biggest difference, obviously, during the regular season, there was no Mitchell Robinson. That was the easiest thing to look at. Mitchell Robinson didn't really play any of those games until the last two of the season, where he played a game against the Celtics, game against Cavaliers. But that was it. Mitchell Robinson was never there. And the New York Knicks played a different style back in the regular season. And it's different now. It's the playoffs. And the big boy showed up. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Carl Anthony Towns, they all showed up at Madison Square Garden last night against the Celtics. And you could sit there and say, oh, Jason Tatum wasn't there. That's why they clobbered the Celtics, okay? They clobbered the Celtics. And yes, they, you know, lost game five, but who cares? It never really mattered how the Knicks won. All they had to do was win. Same thing against the Pistons last series. It didn't make a difference how they got there, as long as you advance. And I'm sorry, this series was over while Tatum was healthy, okay? This series was over while Jason Tatum was still healthy. And the New York Knicks go out there in six games and find a way to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is something where you've looked at for years. You looked at for two decades. When are the Knicks going to go deep into the playoffs? When are the Knicks going to make a deep run? Did you expect it to be right now? Did you expect it to be this year? This is why you have to take every single season, and it's all isolated, isolated year, and just kind of believe. You never know when it's going to happen. You never know when you're going to go deep into a playoff run. You never know when the cards are going to line up. No matter how good or how bad a team is. All I heard from a lot of people questioning this Knicks team during the regular season. They're not good enough. Whether you want to talk about they don't have the toughness, they don't have the role players like they had last year. I'm sorry. But going into this season, I felt like this was the best starting five the Knicks have ever had up and down the court. That they've ever had. All are so talented. Now, yes, they don't show up every day. They don't show up every quarter. Okay, that's fine. It happens. It happens. But at the end of the day, they show up more often than not. Carl Anthony Towns, I know that everyone loved to say, what a bad trade. How soft was Carl Anthony Towns? What, you know, they prefer having, whether it was Julius Randle, whether it was having Dante DiVincenzo, because he was so important around. Or how about Carl Anthony Towns, 21 points, 12 rebounds in a clinching game. And I listen, when people tell me he's soft, I need to understand what does that mean. Is it the soft fouls? I understand that he's not defensively as gifted as others or takes plays off or just isn't perfectly formatted for every single style of basketball on the court. Like, his skill set is not perfect. But don't call him soft anymore. Stop. He shows up. He has his days. He has his nights. He's physical. Is he perfect? No. But I'd much rather have Carl Anthony Towns on this team than anybody else. Than Julius Randle. And by the way, maybe we'll find out who's better. Maybe we'll find out. In the next round, in a couple of rounds from now. We'll find out. In game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, it's going to start Wednesday versus the Pacers, which is great. This is revenge. Like, again, I just said before, like, it's amazing how you never know when cards line up, how things line up, and it's just like it's perfect. What a dirty series versus the Pistons. You beat the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and now you get the revenge against the Pacers. I mean, it's all lining up here. It's all lining up for the New York Knicks to do something special, to give New York something they've been begging for the longest time. And I know that they're, you know, this is still just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. But every step is that much closer. Every step is that much closer to getting to the finals. I'm not overlooking Indiana. I'm not overlooking anything. But the fact is that this New York Knicks team has constantly proven how good they are, how resilient they are, how tough they can be. Again, you can't, it's not like the Knicks were just, you know, smoking the Celtics every single game this series. They came back from 20-point deficits multiple times and came out on top. That is nearly impossible. The Knicks did the nearly impossible. But that is the resilience of this team. That is the result. That is Jalen Brunson in a nutshell. That he is that blue-collar guy that goes out there and works and works and works and grinds out his points. Well, they grind out wins. They grind out series. That's what they do. Now, yeah, in the regular season was a little different. Maybe some games there were more blowouts than not. But Brunson was always that type of player. Since he stepped on the court for the Knicks, he's never not been that guy that grinds everything out. And that is this New York Knicks team. They're gritty. I love it. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up, Pete Hoffman, at Hoff, WFAN, on all social media platforms, 888-808-1019. And how can you not be excited about this Knicks team? How can you not be excited?
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
And it's starting to feel like New York sports as a whole is all turning the corner, which is amazing. But to think that the Knicks, a team that hasn't been, you know, up until 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, really when Julius Randle came over, but till then, Knicks really haven't been relevant. They've been so under the radar. Everyone's wanted them to be good, but they've been overhyped at best. You're talking 25 years since the last time the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals. 25 years! And this is the team to do it. And you got to love it. And you got to respect it. And the journey's not over. And again, this is just going to show that more and more, every day, every game gets that much closer, and it just seems like this team is doing something special. Now, I know Jalen Brunson coming into the season, everyone was sitting there and talking about, oh my goodness, building the statue because, wow, took a cheap deal, took a team-friendly deal, and helped build this squad, and it felt like because of those moves, because of that selfishness, or not selfishness, the exact opposite, selflessness of Jalen Brunson, that everyone's building a statue. It's not about being a good team player. It's about winning. And right now, that's what this team is doing. May not be pretty every game, even though it was basically a complete and utter dismissal of the Boston Celtics. I mean, that's really what that was. For four quarters, that game was never close. That was an absolute blow-up by the New York Knicks. A blowout by the New York Knicks over the Boston Celtics. And it was a four-quarter party. 888-808-1019. On the other hand, there was another scene in the Bronx, which was, let's be honest, it was just as incredible because that's where I was last night. That's where I was sitting last night. Right field at Yankee Stadium watching the return of Juan Soto to the Bronx. And let's just be fair. Anybody that sits there and says this game wasn't a big deal, you're lying to yourself. Okay? You're lying to yourself. This game was a big deal because 45, 46, 47,000 people were screaming F you basically to Juan Soto as he stepped on the field. It was a big deal. You turned the back to the guy. It was a big deal. At the end of the day, the most important thing is you won the game. The Yankees won the game. That's the biggest thing. That's the most important thing. That's all you have to do is win the game. Doesn't make a difference winning prizes for scoring the biggest contract, being a great teammate, those mean nothing. You got to win the game. The eye on the prize is winning the championship. That is the goal. Yankees won this game. And they completely embarrassed the Mets, to be fair. And Juan Soto. But we'll get more to that. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your phone calls. If you want to talk Knicks, 888-808-1019. And just celebrate. It's celebrate. You got to celebrate right now. It is. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing earlier last night. After the Knicks won, I was out having some nice wings. A place where Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart go. That's where I was. After the Yankee Mets game, that's where I went. But it's time to celebrate. It's time to enjoy yourself. I know that people are celebrating right now. People are still out. People are still partying. We got a few days. Enjoy it because the next series is right around the corner. 888-808-1019. John in Newtown. Excuse me, John. What's going on? Welcome to the fam.
What's going on, Huff?
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Hey, listen, celebrate. Obviously, you're right. But, you know, as a Knicks fan, I'm torn because I was at the Yankee game tonight, and I missed the best Knicks game in 25 years. But, listen, Coach Tibbs has got to come up with a game plan here. I mean, going into the next series, Carlisle's a good coach. We got to come up with something, no?
Well, you don't think he's going? You don't think he has a game plan? You think Tibbs is going in blind? Listen, I understand that Tom Thibodeau has his faults. Tom Thibodeau has his issues. We could sit there and talk about how he doesn't really, you know, get deep into his bench. We could talk about how sometimes we sit there and watch him and the Knicks be down by, like, you know, double digits and be, you know, continuously be like looking awful, and we're waiting for Thibodeau to sit there and call a timeout when, oh my goodness, now they're down by 20 and he still hasn't called a timeout. What are you waiting for? So, yeah, I can't say that Tom Thibodeau is perfect. That's not what I'm saying. But right. On the other hand, too, like, he goes in there with strategy. He goes in there with plans. There are some days that he's not his best either. But I got to be honest, I'm not sitting there right now and after a huge victory already thinking of, like, oh my goodness, is Tom Thibodeau going to get outcoached by Carlisle? I'm not thinking about that right now.
Carlisle's good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's great. He's fantastic. He won a championship in Dallas, right?
Right.
Right, exactly.
And it didn't do too bad with Detroit either.
Yeah. But listen, does he have – here's what it's going to come down to. It's not just – and, John, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. It's not just about the coach. It's not just about the players. It's about everything. It's about the timing. It's about being healthy. Which players are healthy right now? I mean, the biggest issue about last game, about game six for the Knicks was, can you get out of that game as healthy as possible? Because there was that. Honestly, at what point in time did you ever feel like the Knicks were not going to win game six versus Celtics? At what point in time did you feel threatened? At what point in time did you go, uh-oh, this is going to be a tight one? This is going to be... The Knicks so early put a stop to any of that. And listen, again, you go back to game five where they just got completely blown out. It's like, okay. You knew that the Celtics, former champions, defending champions, they got fight. They're not going to go out just, all right, whatever, our best player's out, we're done. No, they're going to go out and fight. They gave it their best. They put it all on the court in game five, made sure they didn't lose at home. And listen, that's all you can do is respect the team. You can just respect Boston Celtics saying, hey, they didn't give up. And you prefer that. You don't want to see a team give up. But they had no chance. Coming into Madison Square Garden, there was never a chance that they were going to win this game, the Boston Celtics. There was never a chance. And that's because the Knicks just wanted it more. The Knicks decided that they were going to win that game. And I got to be honest, I loved it. I loved every second of the Knicks going out there and just completely dominating from start to finish. I mean, we're sitting there because we're watching at the Yankee game, and we got the phones on, and we got the game on. We're right there in right field. Me, Sal, our buddy Mitch, our buddy Steve. We're sitting there and watching the Yankee game in right field, where Aaron Judge and Juan Soto are alternating innings, and yet we got the game on, watched it, and there's never like a point where it's like, oh my goodness, this game is going to be a close one and we're going to have to sweat this out, and oh no, we might have to come play a game on Monday. Never, not even close. Not even close. So if you're a Knicks fan right now, you got to be feeling amazing. Johnny, Jimmy, we will get to you guys in a second. Got to take a quick break here. 888-808-1019. Let's celebrate. There's no reason not to. Let's enjoy this. Enjoy the next few days, and then we'll get back to it. Game one on Wednesday versus the Pacers. You ready?